Hello, my name is Tapio Erkanen from the Telex Institute, and I'm a trainer in Telex Institute, and I have a pleasure here to interview our CEO, Christoph Glaser. Welcome.
Thanks, Tapio. Good to meet you.
Very nice that you're here and you had the time to answer a couple of interesting questions about mind management. How would you actually see, well, what is the role of mind management today in working life and how it will be in the future as well?
Good question. I think what we all observe today is that the world is changing so fast, isn't it? We have entered the fourth industrial revolution. And I must say, over the last couple of years, I have not met a single organization who would not tell me, hey, we're just right now undergoing a change and it's really crazy and we are restructuring, reorganizing, and we are on a run, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so the organizations are changing, the organization is under pressure, and so the individuals experience the same. Now, the question is, what type of leadership do we need to cope with the challenges ahead? And what I see are really three dimensions are super important. First, yes, we have to be fast, no doubt. As an organization, we have to be fast. As an individual, we have to be fast. But while we are fast, can we also be stable as an organization? Can we be based in our values? Do we know who we are and why we are doing what we are doing? And as an individual, can I be fast and remain aware, calm, and centered? Right? Mm-hmm. Because running without direction really doesn't serve any purpose, right? And even if the direction is correct, but if I am so out of balance, then what type of value am I able to create?
That's very interesting. Thank you. And how would you see then, like, in the future, like, what is the role of what kind of tools you actually have for this kind of mind management and personal management?
Yeah. You know, our mind has the great ability to plan the future. We can assess the past. The most creative, though, we are when we are fully present, right?
Yes.
And however, though, we cannot really push our mind into being present, right? If we try to forget something, if we try to forget the worries we have, sometimes the more we want to push it away, the more it resists. Yeah. So I cannot really control my own mind from the level of the mind. But there's one thing which for sure is always in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the breath. Body and breath both are constantly present. I cannot say today I'm so busy, let me breathe tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by becoming aware of the breath, which is present, my mind also comes into a situation where it is more and more present. And when we are present, we can connect not only to the intellect, but something which is a little deeper, our intuition, our gut feeling. And I think the more complex the world has become, the more important it is that we are able to connect to that intuition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is it easy to learn these techniques?
Right. Yes, I would say so. I would say you can have a good first success with it. However, change isn't easy. There's a certain immunity to change, I think, for all of us. And we need to tackle transformation not only from a technical perspective but also from a adaptive perspective, yeah, and that's something which we take care of in our seminars very much. Mm-hmm. So
very nice. And if you could give a couple of advice for people what they could do in working life, like, what would they be?
Tips are these things which are always given but never taken.
That's probably true.
Well, I think maybe one analogy I would like to share is that, you know, when you want to throw an arrow and you want to hit the target, which we want to do, right? We want to hit the targets. Then first you have to pull it back. The more you pull it back, the more dynamic it will move forward. And so I think the aspect of relaxation and deep connection with ourselves goes really hand in hand with our ability to be focused, to be dynamic. Yeah.
Okay.
The deeper the rest, the more dynamic our action. I think if we can remember that and build micro moments of relaxation, even in any given of a meeting, conference, discussion, it will be great. So maybe as we are now talking and as you are listening to this podcast, maybe I would invite you, if you're not driving, you could close your eyes just for a second and look within what is happening right now. You could take a long, deep breath in and just hold your breath. Hold it for a moment. Hold it and relax. Just let go. And then you can open the eyes again. Once in a while, just to stop for a couple of seconds, changes our perspective, changes our ability to connect to ourselves and to what's going on around us. And I think that's the need of the hour, combining the aspect of being fast, but also aware and calm and mentally flexible. That's agility. And I think agility is there, to your beginning question, is there probably meta competence in leadership in the future?
Wow, that was very nice. Thank you for your time and thank you for visiting and looking forward to the next time.
Thank you.